100 lives. 100 stories.
And good luck to her. Really interesting stuff. They're nice that it's a family business. She can take it over. There's a similar sort of thing happening on Country House Rescue last night. I think the only thing I'll be leaving my children is debt, the way things are going. But good for her. And we'll keep on with Sophia and see how things pan out for her through the course of 2011. It's time now to meet a new recruit, in fact, to 100 Lives, Robin Mayhew from Barnum, who joins us on the line. Hello, Robin.
Hello there. Hello, Joe.
And welcome to 100 Lives.
Thank you.
So what have you in store this year? Is there something different about 2011 for you than any other year?
Well, the fact that it's going to be 2012 next year, because I'm aiming this project right through to the Olympics. I mean, in a nutshell, it's a song I've written. I'm recruiting some young singers to sing it, and I hope that the ethos of the song sparks something positive for the Olympics next year.
Wonderful. Is it the Olympics that have inspired you, or have you always tinkered in being a bit of a Bernie Taupin?
I've dabbled in music back in the 60s, had a band back then, and then in the 70s got lucky to work with David Bowie and a lot of other artists through the 70s, which was a great part of my life.
Yeah.
Then I got back into music when I retired, and I met a young girl here in Barnum who was singing country music, and she had no songs of her own. So I said, well, I'll write you a couple. So I did, and she liked them. But it didn't seem to go anywhere, so I'd written another song for her called Refuse to Lose, and I was hoping that she was going to sing it and try to get into the lyric and understand what I was trying to get at and how she should steer her life.
Yeah.
Anyway, she turned it down. So I thought, well, okay, I'm not going to lose. So I've recruited four young singers. I just got them. We had our first meeting last Friday, and they're going to record it. I've done the demo, so they've got it to follow and copy. And then we'll record it sometime during April, maybe the beginning of May, to get it mastered, and then release it probably August, September time, when schools start to go back.
Brilliant. Well, what a fantastic thing to come to fruition. Do you write the score and the lyrics as well?
The whole thing, yeah.
The whole thing. I mean, how? Because I've never written anything. How do you start? Do you start with the music, or do you start with the lyrics, or doesn't it matter?
Well, I have to thank the young lady that turned it down, really, because I was so frustrated because I could see that she wasn't going to drive herself anywhere or do anything. So the lyric came first. You know, the first line of the lyric is, I don't want to be like a TV, something you just look at. And I was hoping she was going to get inspired and want to read on and do it, because, I mean, the second line, I really want to get somewhere and be appearing on it, is the way the song goes. So it's very positive. Inspiring. It's so much so that it's inspiring me to make it go forward all the time, which is exciting, you know.
So it was her rather than what's happening next year that's the initial sort of spark of inspiration.
That's right. The lyric came out of her her lack of interest in doing anything. So the whole song is driving that way to try and spark something positive. And I hope, the wonderful thing would be if it did go through to the 2012 Olympics, to become some sort of anthem that everyone's singing by then. And I just hope I can get the exposure to get the song out there, and it gets picked up by the public, you know.
Are you still in contact with the lady who was the inspiration?
Yes, we're still friendly, but
does she know that she's the reason for this?
She doesn't show a lot of interest, but that's just her way. She's probably tied up. She's at college and she's doing stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll look back at it one day and say, damn it, I missed a chance there.
Yes, but, yes. It'd be good for you if she did, wouldn't it? Because it means it'll have done well elsewhere.
Well, what I want to do, Joe, is when the schools go back August, September, and I release the song, I want to try and invite maybe London or maybe national colleges, academies that have a music department to cover it and do some sort of competition. And maybe produce a couple of winners, and then for it to continue forward, if it's got that momentum to go through to 2012 Olympics, and the athletes themselves are singing it, and it sparks that thing in their minds that they can do it.
And do you, while you're obviously going to be working very hard pushing this and doing what the inspirational lady didn't want to do, does that mean that you continue writing other songs if another spark of inspiration comes through, or are you just channeling everything into this one song?
I'm hoping the inspiration is going to come to write more, because I need more. But at the moment, I'm a bit blinkered, and I'm on this project doing this at the moment. But I've got other songs in the, you know, sort of embryo stage. So they will come to fruition eventually.
And at which point did you realise that you had faith in the song? Because you wrote it for her, and it seems that her lack of interest really made you sort of re-examine it and think, no, this, you know, and push it forward. Or did you think this
That's
is
right? I thought, I just thought, gosh, this song's got something. So I set it to a tune, created the melody, and then it just came alive. And which is great. The young singers I've got, I mean, they're 18 and 20, love it, which is great. Listening to them singing it just at the first meeting we had last Friday was really encouraging. They love it and they like it, so they're young people, and I'm hoping other young people will love it as well.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing how things develop for you through the course of the year as we get closer to it. We're under, 500 days or something now, someone was telling me the other
day. I know, it's plenty of time, but time whips past. I mean, it's gone so quickly. I mean, this idea came to me sort of Christmas time, and it's already, beginning of April in a few days' time,
Well, good luck. And
Thank you, Joe.
If it isn't me who you chat to next time, then we will definitely have you back on at some point, and I'll look forward to hearing you chat. Okay, cheers,
okay.
Robin. Take
cheers,
care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Robin Mayhew from Barnum, who's part of 100 Lives. And if you'd like to be of 100 Lives, if you're interested, maybe you're doing so. It doesn't have to be songwriting. It could be anything. It could be building your own home out of hay. We want to hear from you. It could be starting up your own business. It could be getting married for the first time or the 100th time. You tell us. If you're interested and you've got something to say and you think, I'm doing something different this year, then give us a call. Maybe you're travelling around the world or canoeing up the Thames backwards. 08459 57 0057. Give us a call right near now to volunteer. Or you could email, if you prefer, sussex@bbc.co.uk or surrey@bbc.co.uk. Or even better still, you could email the lady who's the coordinator, which is Jenny Day, who is actually producing me this afternoon. So Jenny, jenny.day@bbc.co.uk, jenny.day@bbc.co.uk. And she'd love to hear from you. And she'll put you in a little black book she's got of 100 lives. I'm assuming that's what the book is. You never tell, can you?